the linking words. You should have noticed that certain words in the text of the lesson are used to connect words or sentences. These are called linking words or connectors or conjunctions. Listen to some sentences. Any car on the road today will consist in parts of earlier cars that have been scrapped and recycled into new steel and other metals. In this sentence, "and" joins the two words scrapped and recycled. Plastic is one of the most difficult substances to recycle because it comes in so many varieties. In this sentence, "because" joins the two sentences. The two sentences are, number one, plastic is one of the most difficult substances to recycle. The second sentence is, it comes in so many varieties. Linking words or conjunctions are broadly divided into two categories. Category 1 consists of conjunctions that join two words, phrases, or independent clauses. These conjunctions are called coordinating conjunctions. Coordinating conjunctions appear in the middle of a sentence without a comma for the same subject and with a comma for different subjects. For example, she sang and danced. She sang and he danced. The conjunction "and" in sentence 1 is a coordinating conjunction. It has been used without a comma. Some more coordinating conjunctions are but, yet, still, even, as well as, either, or. Category 2 consists of words that link two sentences or clauses of unequal rank. These conjunctions are called subordinating conjunctions. They appear in a sentence in two ways. They appear at the beginning of a sentence with a comma. For example, though I was tired, comma, I kept working. Or they appear in the middle of a sentence with no comma. I kept working though I was tired. A few other subordinating conjunctions are when, where, though, because, since, if, until, till. For example, it is true that in India we generally avoid waste. However, as we enter the 21st century, we are beginning to imitate some of the wasteful habits of the Western countries. A mixture of plastic waste can be recycled into plastic timber and used to make durable fencing. But a lot of plastic waste still has to be thrown away. In the sentences you have just heard, however and but respectively are the conjunctions used to introduce two contrasting ideas. But is generally used in informal contexts. Sometimes but can be replaced with still or yet. For example, the teacher was angry, but he did not punish the student. The teacher was angry, still he did not punish the student. The teacher was angry, yet he did not punish the student.